Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Remedy.
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask them.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same,
and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein.
It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain.
Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man.
If you don't really feel this,
turn it off and toss it in the drain.
Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain.
Michael Brown, he left me with a frown,
but he should've known better, man.
When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man.
And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us,
cause we made it through that slavery
by Rolexes and Robux,
and you can't hold us down.
We hold the crown for majors before us,
and though you play with money, we still know that you below us.
Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up,
cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures.
If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim,
so I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money, military, college,
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Thursday, May the 25th of 2017, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable, I respect you, and I respect your time. I respect your time. I respect your time. So my brothers and my sisters, we got another mind-blowing topic scheduled for you today. I'm really trying not to give out too much information about the genie in the genes. We talked about the genie in the genes yesterday, the genie in Genesis. Again, you got to get a copy of this audio series. I mean, I'm just having a blast making it. The book will be ready tomorrow. Again, 50% off. Sells for $199. Then they go for $100. If you're part of the Clarinomics, then they go for $50. And so very important to email me today at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Pick up a copy of the book, The Genie in Your Genes. The genie is you, but you got to understand how your job is to control your genie or your genes through tapping or through tap. So the word TAP is an acronym. You guys know I like acronyms. So an acronym, T stands for time. You got to understand what time is. You got to use your time. The A stands for attention. You got to understand attention, and you got to pay attention because it's not free. You got to pay for it. The P stands for production. If you don't produce anything, my brothers and sisters, then you are a consumer. You are a liability. You have believed the lie about your ability instead of becoming an asset. And if you learn how to tap, you can tap your way all the way to the top. And with top, the T stands for total. The O stands for optimized. The P stands for purpose. See, it's one thing to find your purpose, but it's another thing to optimize your purpose or to live what I call an optimized living experience, where you have optimized your living experience. So that is how we are going to learn how to tap our way to the top. Today we want to tap our way to the top, which is a way of talking around the book, Genie in the Genes. You are the genie of your genes, brothers and sisters, but we don't understand how to use our genes. We don't understand how to use ourselves. We don't understand how to optimize or to maximize our purpose. Because many of us, at least I know, I wasn't taught what I'm sharing with you today and what I share through all my shows. I was never taught. And so I want to make sure that you don't suffer from or you have not made the same mistakes and that you're not making the same mistakes that I've made. And so let's start with the first T. So we're looking at the acronym for the word TAP. Time, attention, production takes you to the top. Total optimized purpose. So everybody, hopefully the reason that you are part of the Clarinomics program or the reason that you listen to my shows is because you want to live and you want to have an optimized experience. You don't want to live this boring, you know, now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep life. You want to live and optimize. You want your life to be one of total clarity. You want to operate in your intuition. You want to operate with enthusiasm, and you want to operate with inspiration. Hopefully, my brothers and my sisters, we are all on the same page, and we are all interested in optimizing our life. And so if we're all on the same page, and if we all want to optimize our life, if we all want to live with our intuition, our enthusiasm, and being inspired, then we want to understand, what am I doing with my time? How do I use my time? So the first piece of the puzzle is to understand time. Time is an extension of the Caridian rhythm. That is, everybody has a biological clock, if you will. So time is how you use the body's biorhythms or your biological clock. And when we talk about time, again, we're talking about something that is really outside the scope of what most people understand when we're talking about time. And so time really doesn't exist. I mean, when you think about time, time is a measurement. But what exactly are we measuring? So time really is about management. So really, we're not specifically focusing on what time is from the example or for the way of keeping track of history or keeping track of a progression. What I want to focus is on time management. It is this management, and time management is the process of planning and exercising conscious control over a specific activity for a specific productivity. Now, that in itself will take you to the top if you just understand time. If you, my brothers and sisters, when it comes to going to the top, now remember the definition of the word top. I want to meet everybody. I say this all the time. See you at the top. See you in eternity. What am I saying? When I say at the end of my show, I will see you in eternity. I'm saying I'm going to see you outside of time. I'm going to see you at the top. I'm going to see you with the total optimized purpose or a total optimized life. That's what I'm saying when I say that at the end of the show. So if you can understand how to tap, it will take you to the top. Tap, top. If you can understand how to tap, time, attention, production, it's going to take you to the top. Total, optimized purpose. But time is actually time management. It's this ability to actually manage this ideal that we call time. And you say, well, Brother Wood, that sounds awesome. Brother Wood, I have a book that breaks this down. It's called The Ego's Workflow Management Tool. And so I broke this down because I had no time management. Now, I still struggle with time because, now remember, the first component in establishing a quality of life or to optimize your living experience. We don't want to just go through life. We don't want to just settle. We want to have our toes curled daily. We want to live life like we are ravenous or ravenous. We want to walk around in a full lather. I want people to see you and think that I want people to ask you, man, what are you smoking, dude? I want people to look at you and ask and say things like, bro, are you okay? I'm concerned about your intensity and your pace. That's living an optimized life because you're so excited. You're like a kid on Christmas morning. Do you live your life like that, brother? Time is a component. That's it. Time is the way that we measure. Time is a tool that measures a sequence of events. All time is. Time is the way that we are able to establish the duration of a particular event. Time is the way that we are able to establish an interval between. So we start something and then we stop it, and then there's a certain period. There's a certain interview between we do it again. Now you go to work from 8 to 5. You get off at 5. There is an interval between the period or the sequence before you go back. That's called time. So time really isn't a thing. Time is the way that we measure the space between things. So when we talk about time, remember, time is very interesting. A lot of people have different ways of explaining it. I'm not getting into space-time, and I'm not trying to get into all of the physics of time and understand, you know, the mathematics of time. But what I do need you to understand when we're talking about time is that as far as science is concerned and as far as time is concerned, when it comes to you and I going to the top of the mountain and we want to have a totally optimized purpose, I just don't want to know my purpose. I don't even want to talk about my purpose. I want to optimize my purpose. So time is something that we deal with every day. Now, everyone thinks that they understand time. But try to define time. Really think about it. What is a calendar? What is a clock? Like, who invented it? Before the current Greco or the Greco-Roman time and calendar, we had a totally different way of keeping time, and Constantine and his homies changed time because it messes with your biorhythms. So we have a circadian rhythm, or we have a biological rhythm that controls the production of hormones in the body. And so what I am talking about when I'm talking about time, I'm talking about this linear continuum of certain periods where certain activities are at their peak. For example, the body is controlled by certain time or time management. And so if you decide, like for me, I've been trying for years to sleep a regular, I kind of gave up. I've been trying forever to sleep like a normal person. my cardiac, if you will, my biological rhythm is different. For whatever reasons, I do my best work at night. So the process of planning a continuous control over specific activities for me that increases my effectiveness, my efficiency, and my productivity, I have to understand how my body works compared to somebody else's body. So my biological clock is different from your biological clock. And if I don't really understand that, then what happens is I end up messing up with my biological rhythm of how my time works. So this way of operating has a, and I forgot the correct pronunciation of that. The word is, I know it's like the word cardiac, but it's different. It's let me pull it up for you guys, because this is a very, I mean, it's not a really important point, but it is, because your body has its own clock. Now, if you was to go and take a sleep study, this sleep study would establish a particular rhythm that you have. And I'm looking it up right now, so you may hear a couple of clicks and stuff on the doesn't mean that the sound is going out. It's just because I'm pulling up some additional information to look up the definition of these words, so that way I can get the correct pronunciation for you. So everybody has a biological clock. Now, this is extremely important, because to optimize your life, you got to go with your biological clock. Mine just so happens to be at night. Now, circadian, that's the word I was looking for, circadian rhythm. So cardiac has to do with the heart, but circadian has to do with the biological cycles that reoccur naturally every 24 hours in the body. So your circadian rhythm is maybe different from my circadian rhythm. So everybody's circadian rhythm is different. Now, circadian comes from the word, circadian comes from the word circa, or where we get the word circa, where we get the word church, and day, where we get the word deity. So this circadian or the circa deity is a clock deity, so to speak, or day deity. So it's a circle, if you want to use that term, that allows you to be a deity. Now, let me say that again. This circadian, circa or kirka circle makes you a circle deity, or it makes you a god over 24 hours. You have this potential, when it's done right, to exercise a certain amount of control over your biological rhythm or your biological environment for a period of time. So this circa or this kirka, again, has to do with a day or a deity or a rhythm. And so there is a biological process that has been already established. So Constantine came along and manipulated this biological content. In February, we got this extra day. We have a leap year. What the hell is that? Now, we could talk about time, but simply understand one thing, brothers and sisters. Everybody has a particular way or a particular rhythm. So your circadian rhythm is the biological process that allows you to optimize your life. So first thing you got to do is you got to understand that. So when your body tells you, hey, homie, we sleepy, go to sleep. When your body says, hey, homie, we're not sleepy, hey, we ain't sleepy. your body has a biological endogen. Endogen is like a entheogen, which means it's from the inside. It's an inside control mechanism. So number one, just realize that you need to operate according to your circadian rhythm or your circadian clock. And everything on the planet has a round or around dim or day or deity. It means round deity or deity over the round. So you are a deity over the round. Now remember, a endogen means built-in self-sustaining. So you are, and you have a built-in self-sustaining ability to do something during certain periods of time. Your body releases chemicals, serotonin and melatonin, to make you sleepy. And then your body releases adrenaline and other chemicals to make you not sleepy. Your job is to understand one thing. How do I manage my circadian rhythm? How do you manage? You need to manage your time wisely. So that way you should be, when you're up and active and wide awake, I'm up, I'm active and wide awake at 3 a.m. every morning. So at 3 a.m., what should I be doing, brothers? At 3 a.m., what should I be doing, sisters? Should I be, watching porn? Should I be on Facebook? What should I be doing when I should be doing purpose-based production? I should be effective. I should be making sure that I am paying attention. Number two. So we got time down. Now we go to the second letter in the word tap, which is attention. So if I tap right, I go to the top faster. So I want to take and I want to maximize my time and my attention. Now, you guys know, man, we've done many shows on attention. So we'll go through this one really, really fast. Attention means at 10 shown. It means at and 10. I mean, y'all know how I feel about this one. So you mean to tell me there are 3 of 10s. I don't live in none of them. There are present tense. There is past tense. And there is, again, future tense. Everyone or a lot of people talk about the state of tense. I'm simply expressing, exposing, and expanding to you today that you must be in tense. The word attention is always followed, or it always, there is a word that precedes that word called pay. Now, attention is not free. That's the problem. You mean to tell me, people say, hey, Doc, I'm paying attention, but you're multitasking, so that means you're not paying attention, because attention is not free. You got to pay for it. Now, again, let me make sure that you understand, that you understand. You got to pay attention. Nobody can give it to you. You got to give it to yourself. Now, the word pay is an interesting word, because that means that you got to make something do. That means you got to render something in exchange for services. Attention is not free. So you got to give something in exchange for the attention. So if I tell you, hey, pay attention, that means I need you to engage. I need you to give me your 5 senses. I need you to give me something. That means you got to discharge something. Now, it's interesting, because the word pay means that you are giving something in exchange for indebtedness. Let me make sure. So there's a debt. So you cannot get what I'm saying if you don't pay for it. That's why it blows my mind, man, when people want stuff for free. You can't get nothing for free, man, because if you don't give nothing, you can't get nothing. That is the first, again, remember the laws of God? The law of equivalent exchange says you receive exactly what you give. The Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, shall men. Whatever measure that you give, that same measure is given back to you. So since you ain't paying attention, you can't get attention. So it's interesting, because, see, I've been living my life, and I've been violent. I always wondered, man, I used to fight. I used to go to the gym. I would go out in the middle of the day, take my shirt off, man, put on my Daisy Duke, shorts, running shorts back in the day, jog downtown in San Diego in the heat of the day. Why? I want attention. But I couldn't understand, hey, how can nobody paying attention to me? See, when I was a kid, I didn't I couldn't get no attention. So I realized that, hey, if you do bad stuff, you get attention. So when I was a kid, whatever my grandmother said to do, I did the opposite. Why? I got attention. So it's very easy. When I see little kids, they get in trouble at school, I already know they're not getting attention at home. Because a kid will never get in trouble if he's getting attention. If he's getting attention, if you're paying attention to him. But most of us are too busy doing our own thing. We can't pay attention to our kids. So we just like, hey, little Johnny, go over there and sit down and shut up, man. I'll call you when I need you. That's how I was raised. But that's incorrect. So the same way, you mean to tell me you want to optimize your purpose and you're not giving you spend 5 minutes a day working on your purpose? Now you go to work. You work 8 hours a day. 8 hours, you go work for somebody else's dream. And then I'm going to ask you to tune into a show for 1 hour or to read this or do this. Now, you've been doing something else for 8 hours that benefits somebody else. I ask you to do something for 1 hour to benefit your dream. It's your dream. That's what you said. This is your dream. You telling me it's your dream, and you, Doc, I can't, man. I got, what? It's your dream, and you not spending no time, and you can't pay attention to your own dream? That is not your dream, homie. I know for a fact. People tell me all the time. And I talk to people, and it's like when I was like the other day when I was doing the show with Brother Roman, and I was sharing with him his niche. And I said, Brother Roman, does that sound like something that you? And he's like, Brother, y'all heard the show? Brother, that was awesome. His intention, his voice. He had enthusiasm in his voice. That was God showing up right there. You heard God in Brother Roman. Why? Because his voice changed. His inflection changed. His intensity. He wasn't past tense. He wasn't worrying about the damn future. He wasn't worrying about the present tense. He wasn't worried about the fact that he had bills due. He wasn't worried about the fact of the status of his current relationship. He wasn't worried about the fact of whether he needed to go to the gym. He wasn't worried about what was going on in his body. He was intense, brother. He was in tense. That is the only tense. So you need to be at tense. That's what the word attention means. So if you're doing anything and you're not talking fast and you're not talking loud and you ain't pissing people off by your mere presence, you're in the wrong occupation, homie. You should show up on your job and they should say, damn, there she goes again. Every time you show up at work, people should be pissed off. They should be pissed off because why are you shining so damn bright? You freaking pissing everybody. You all shining everybody. And everybody at your job is trying to figure out, damn, how can we get rid of her? How can we get rid of him? Because they make us look bad. Do you know what happened when you hang out with chickens and you're an eagle? Chickens, do you ever see that? First of all, have you seen the size of an eagle? Have anybody like seen an American bald eagle? Them freaking birds are huge. And have you ever seen the size of a chicken? Eagles eat chickens. And you mean to tell me you want to hang out? Priests eat peasants. You ain't no damn peasant. You're a priest. But you're acting like a peasant. Because, not you personally. Let me rephrase that. I've been acting like a peasant. Because I have not been paying attention. I have not been intense. I have not been, man, I get up, man. Every time I check my YouTube page now, I get all kind of crazy comments. Before, everybody would listen to my stuff. Now I was getting back to the stuff that I used to get when we had my coffee shop and I was doing my Wake Up Black America and having black people talking about, yeah, man, what's wrong with you, nigga? Ain't nothing wrong with us. We talking about Wake Up Black America. Man, black folks, man. Well, I ain't going to get on my black folks kick today. I'm going to leave y'all black folks alone today. Attention, brother. Attention, sister. You mean to tell me you got a dream? This is the thing that you say animates your body. That's what attention means. Attention, let's break it down just a little bit before we go on to production. See, this is why you're not producing. You cannot produce because you're not spending no time with your purpose. You say it, Brother Will, I believe, brother, God has called me to the ministry. Really? How much time you studied the Greek and the Hebrew? How much time you studied the esoteric touch? Now, I'm not even in the ministry. I spend more time than most ministers. Most ministers I know, in fact, let me think. Yeah, well, let me just rephrase that. I know there's some out there. But most ministers I know, them suckers don't pay no time in the Word. They don't study. They don't research. They're too busy doing other stuff. So let me make sure. This is how you know your purpose. Follow your time and your wallet. So you put all your money into blank, but your purpose is blank. And you're spending all your time playing golf, but your purpose is you want to be a football player. And I ask you, hey, man, how much time do you spend watching your favorite position in football? Well, man, do you guys know when I played football how much time I spent in football? I used to drive. Now, this is, I was in my 40s, and I would drive from San Antonio, type it in on Google, to Corpus Christi, Texas, to play semi-pro football with my brother every day. And I, this is crazy. When I think about it, I'm like, what the, was I on? That's called purpose. I wanted to be a football player. I was 40, 4-0, smoking dudes that was 22-0. Why? I was intense, homie. I would drive, like, Corpus is a good 2.5 hours one way just to go to practice, to go out there and get my bell rung. I was paying for somebody to break up the freaking, I blew out both hamstrings. I don't even have a hamstring right now today. The doctor says your hamstring has been torn. He said that hamstring muscle is just like a piece of steak. When you put a needle in it, it just, you can't reattach it. So I don't even have a hamstring muscle. It's gone. Both knees, ligaments, gone. Ankle broken 8 places playing football. Concussion. I was out for a freaking week playing football. Was I getting paid? No. Why? What we talked about yesterday. When I said, y'all remember? Man, life is actually pretty easy. God makes this stuff easy, man. But this is hard. So you come to me and you number one, and we talked about it yesterday. How does God work? How does God think? God has a sound mind. Number two, God has charity, because charity, love, gives clarity. Look how close the words are spelled. C-H-A-R-I-T-Y, C-L-A-R-I-T-Y. Those words are spelled really close. So if you ain't got no clarity, that tells me you ain't got no love, homie. I'm just putting that out there in the ether. Let me say that again. Sound mind next gives you love. And third, that gives you power. Dunamis power. That's God. If you can put those three things in your life, you're going to blow some cookies. And we'll see you at the top. Outside of eternity. Attention. Attention means concentration of mind. It means singleness of mind, brother. Singleness of purpose. What is love? Love is one who desires singleness. So you mean to tell me you in love, but you got 5 females? Or females, you in love, but you got 5 dudes, but you in love. Yeah. Love means that you're going to concentrate all of your thoughts, all of your energy, all of your time, all of your money, all of your consciousness. Everything. It is the capacity to maintain a selected concentration. I choose to concentrate on being a compassionate, creative creator. Yeah, sign me up for that program, homie. I'm on it all day, 24/7, 365. Why? Is my purpose. So number one, time. And it's focused around your circadian rhythm, which leads you to a place where all of a sudden you yelling and you screaming, and everybody else is talking about, hey, man, let's go out here and, you know, kick rocks. And no, dude, I ain't got time. I got to go home and do my homework. You, all of a sudden, you got your attention is focused on one thing, and you are very intense about it. You got attention. You know what that leads to? Know that guarantees? Try it, man. Just try it. Please try it. That's all I want you to do. Just one day. Try this for one day. Watch how much you produce in that one day. If you're having production problems, like, I can't keep up with my own production. I've been trying. It's like, man, I need to hire. So I need to get an assistant. I need to get some freaking Dear Kinnear processors. I need to get somebody to do, like, last night I was up till like 4, and I had to get up at 5 to take the wife to work. Because why? I want to give her some attention. I ain't got to. We got 2 cars. She can drive her own stuff to work. But I want to drive her to work, because that's time for me and her to spend one-on-one. So I'm up last night, and I'm researching, again, apps. So I'm setting up so that way I can have a phone app for my Dear Kinnear reports and everything else that I'm doing. The Eagles University, people can log in on their phone, you know, hey, make a deposit, bam, download the class onto their phone and rock and roll. So I'm learning coding, and I'm looking up all of this stuff. That's up all night last night, engaged in this new activity because why? Production. But why am I productive, brother? So why am I like that? I'm going to turn this audio text, I'm going to add some pictures to it, I'm going to add some more text to it, and I'm going to turn this into a book. What is going to be the name of the book? Exactly the name of the show. So I'm going to tell people how to tap your way to the top. I'm going to post it on my website, and I'm going to sell it like hotcakes. That's called production. So I monetize everything. When I'm sleeping, I'm trying to figure out how I can make a video of me sleeping, post that on YouTube, and make money. I'm trying to figure out how, when I breathe, I get paid. When I go take a dump, I want to get paid. When I go to lunch, I want to get paid. Everything I'm monetizing, brothers, I'm optimizing my life, homie. This is not a game. I'm getting paid. Everything I do, I'm getting paid because I'm paying attention. So that leads to me being very productive. So the word production simply means making or manufacturing, taking materials, taking stuff that everybody else throw away. People don't see no value in a lot of stuff that I do, but I see value in it, and I put it into a process, and I transform certain, quote-unquote, intangible, raw, unfinished, unusable, you know, some people would say worthless stuff, shows, ideals. I just had to, I look at words and I see stuff differently. I don't know. That's just the way God made me. Like, I'm going to do a show. I was talking about, you know, all of the emphasis on electronics, electronics, technology. And I'm saying, man, before electronics and stuff, everybody had photonics. So now I'm writing a book and I'm working on that. I already have my 400-page book on technology, the new. So this is my brain. How does my brain work? My brain only sees assets. Now remember, I had to reverse the curse because before, all I saw was, when I met you, I saw sucker on your forehead. I don't care who you were, why you were, I don't care how big you were, how little you were, I don't care how fat you were, how skinny you were. Every person I saw on earth, I saw sucker. And I saw you and I was figuring out a way to manipulate you. Why? I was a cancer. I was a virus. I was a freaking consumer. So I thought like a consumer. I wanted to consume. I was an energy vampire. I was a psychopath. I was a sociopath. I was a narcissistic, egotistical, arrogant, cocky, low-life imp who uses EMP to become a PIMP. That was me. I was the devil's whooping boy. I was the lowest of the lowest. I was barely on the devil's payroll. And so after damn near 40 years of living my life as a freaking virus, and a virus, everywhere you can tell you a virus, because everywhere a virus goes, he don't leave no production. A virus is like a freaking cancer cell. Everywhere he goes, he leaves a trail of destruction. So I look behind my life, and I saw everybody that came in contact with me, their life wasn't better. Their life was worse. Everybody that came in contact with me, they were like, oh, man. My own brothers and sisters. I remember I used to call and I was just like, damn, why come nobody answer my phone call? My own brothers and sisters in my face, they said, oh, hey, what's going on, Will? What's up, man? And I saw, and I remember seeing the look on their faces because they said, damn. They go, oh, man. And then now I would talk to them and I asked them, they said, dude, because every time you called, you needed something. You wanted to borrow money, you was in trouble, or you had some kind of get-rich-quick idea, you wanted us to join some multi-level marketing scheme. Every time you called us, you never called us and just asked us, hey, how y'all doing? You never called and asked about your little nieces and nephews. You, every time you called, I was a freaking cancer cell, man. I was a virus. Now, I'm a single standing column of waveform energy. I'm scalar technology. I used to be tachyon technology. Before that, I was electromagnetic. So I went from being an electrical being, First of all, a magnetic being. First of all, a dead being, a carbon being. So I went from carbon 7, carbon 14, to carbon 21. We got these Egyptology folks still hanging out in carbon. God bless you, bro. Carbon can't do nothing for me. Melanin is awesome, but I've been there, done that already. I've moved on. So I went from that, then I went to being an electrical being, a magnetic being. Then I got into my blood type, God type stuff. Then I transformed from that, and then I went into tachyon energy. I got a whole book that talks about it. Now that book is obsolete. Now I'm in scalar. There is a computer right now that produces its own energy. I was like, man, friend of mine was telling me about it. That's what I'm talking about. Quantum computers. And that's why the series that I'm finishing up right now that I'm asking you to get. Yep, it's $100. I understand. Because you're the genie of the genes. You got to understand biocoding. Because you are a biocomputer. Somebody who understands the human genome sequencing, they are coding you. And they are manipulating you, so your code is not your own. Your thoughts are not your own. That's the problem. That's why what I'm telling you doesn't make sense. You want to be productive, but you can't. It says, and I got a whole book that says, I am too human. You are not a human, but you think and you act and you walk and you talk and you breathe and you consume and you defecate like a human. Because you've been programmed by Constantine, by Lucifer, by a thought. So Thoth, T-H-O-T-H, programming you. That's why you should give no thought as to what you shall eat or what you shall drink or what you shall wear. Don't tell nobody I told you that. That's how you be productive. Give no thought. You're thinking too much, homie. You're worrying too much. The Bible says, why worry about what you shall eat, what you shall drink? Can you add one cubit? Remember the show that I did on 144 cubits, which comes out to 216, which is 666, which is carbon 7, carbon 14, carbon 21, 6 protons, 6 neutrons, 6 electrons. Man, you are a biological computer. But the question you should be asking yourself, who's the programmer? A computer is hardware. Where you get your software from, homeboy? Who programmed you? Who is the software designer for your biochip? You are a holographic computer. That is what biogenetics. That's why you got to understand the epigenetics and epigenosco. Because epigenosco is controlling your epigenetics. Don't tell nobody I told you. You need to get the book yesterday. I ain't even finished with it yet. I'm so productive, I sell books before I even freaking write them. Now, let me ask you the question again. How are you spending your time, and what are you paying attention to? Because that is going to control how productive you are. If there's anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice. Now, last night, I think I got about 5 books last night. Now, every night, and I wish I could take a picture and show you my desk. Like, all the mail, junk mail coming to my house, I keep it. I used to use 3x5 cards. Now, I can bring my wife on here, and she would tell you how my desk looks right now. There's mail everywhere. And on the front side of every envelope, and on the back side of every envelope, is chicken scratch. I just write down ideals, and I just keep the envelopes. Now, I used to go out and buy, and I'm like, well, I get all this junk mail, and these envelopes. Why am I spending money on 3x5 cards? So now, there's envelopes all over my desk that have book titles all over it and got notes all over it. It's everywhere. And so, I don't know if you understand what that means. So, you're a part of the Clarinomics program and you have a problem producing products. I was talking to my little protege, which he may be on the line right now. I was talking to him last night for about 2 or 3 hours, 3 o'clock in the morning on Skype. We texting back and forth. This little dude, 21, 22 years old, he gets 25,000 views on average per YouTube video. 25,000. I get 15 or 20. And I don't know, well, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to put my man's business out in the street. But I was blown away. And I'm asking him, how in the hell do you get that many viewers on your YouTube videos? He don't know. He just, he's 21. He's having fun. He's living the dream. You know, his mom and daddy got money, so, you know, if he gets a little money here and there, he's good. If not, yeah, no purpose. No time, no attention, no production, no profit. Therefore, you can't go to the top. And I'm not talking about, you know, Little V, if you're listening, bro, I'm not talking about you personally, homie. Now, I got mad respect for the dude. The dude is the only guy that I know, like I said, he's 21 years old. And go listen to his stuff. I tell you guys, check out his YouTube page. It's like if I didn't know it better, it's like I'm listening to myself. I don't know how he's able to retain the information and to regurgitate it, but, hey, he's damn good at it. I give him mad props. He sends me customers all the time. In fact, like the last 5 customers I got, they were listening to him. He referenced me so much that they came and checked out me. Ordered the Dale Kinnear report, and the rest is history. So let me ask you the question, brother. How are you tapping? You got to tap dance, bruh. You got to tap so that you can control your cardio or rhythms. Because if you don't control your biological clock, somebody else is. So in order to go to the top, which stands for total optimized purpose, you need to maximize your time, which is your indigenous, or again, which is your biological clock, not necessarily your physical one, because the word day, again, diom, again, means day. Very important, or deity. That's why you guys hear me on Sunday. Y'all hear me, I always say Sunday or sun deity day. You are the sun. You are the deity that controls your day. That's time management. That allows you to focus on one single activity. That's called attention. So you need to be intense. If you're telling me, Doc, this is my purpose, and I'm listening to your voice. Now, you can't be on the mountaintop every day. You can't jump up out of bed, you know, after working all night and be on cloud 100. I understand that. Take you a little time to get warmed up. It don't take me no time, but, you know, most of the average Joe take a little time to get excited. You know, I'm a little, you know, touched in the head, so they say. So my intention, my enthusiasm, and my inspiration is pretty much, unless I'm sick, yeah, you know, that's about it. That time you see me, yeah, you're going to think about, like, I'm on something. Because why? I'm going to the top. The word top, total. Now, the word total is an interesting word. I like the word totally. So totally, total, same word. If you can tap, if you can exercise time management, and if you can have a little focus, discipline, and order, or get out of, again, thought, too many mind, why worry about what you should eat or what you should drink? If you could pay attention, because it's not free, you got to pay for it. If you can pay attention, that's going to make you or move you into the direction of being totally or being total. So the word total, again, is basically all-encompassing. So you should be all-encompassing when it comes to your purpose. So just the fact that you got your time management down, and you got singleness of mind, and now you get up every day and you are being productive, that takes you to actually being what I call total. Now, again, total means that all aspects of your thought or your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect, everything is moving. That's what total means. So let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters, because many of us are easily distracted. And why are we distracted? Because, see, the word total has to do with something that compromises the entirety of the whole. So total, if you have time management, If you can pay, that means there's a debt that you owe. So in order to you, in order for you to be productive, you got to pay for it, bruh. You got to pay for it, sis. It ain't free. So if you're willing to pay to be productive, that's going to activate your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect. That's total. That means the sum. That means all aspects and all elements. That has to do with the whole brain. So now your whole brain, not half of it, not two-thirds of it, not four-quarters of it, all of your brain, my brother, all of your brain, my sisters, everything is now, next word, my favorite word, optimized.
Woo-wee!
Optimized. So I want to have a, I want to optimize my living experience. So I'm living. You living. Everybody is living. But how are you living, bruh? How are you living, sis? What is the quality? What is the state? Sorry about that. My dog was doing something over there. I had to check out, making sure nobody was trying to sneak up on him, brother. But we good. So what is the optimization? I want to optimize. So everybody, listen to the sound of my voice. What is the quality of your life? Is your life optimized? Can you or how do you optimize your life? Well, the way that you optimize, the way I optimize my life is I decided to, you know what? I'm going to spend all my time doing one thing. I don't want to do what everybody else is going to do. So that means that it's tough. Because people say, hey, I want you to spend your time doing this. Then somebody else is going to say, hey, I want you to spend your time doing this. Then somebody else is going to say, hey, no, I want you to spend your time doing this. So you have to make a decision, that's the word diligent, to spend time paying a tenth or a tenth or a tenth. Or a tithe. So paying attention is paying a tithe. So you got to tithe so that way you can be productive. So the more you give, the more it's going to be given unto you. Given, given, it shall be given unto you. So the law of equivalent exchange. So since you are giving a small tithe or a small tenth, you're getting back a small tithe or a small tenth. Because again, God gives back to you what you give back to him. The universe just returns back to you what you give it. So if you want more, give more, homie. If you want more, give more. Put more time into it. You get more production out of it. It's the craziest thing since sliced bread. People ask me, Doc, man, how do you do all the stuff you do, bro? 2-3 shows a day, come out with a book every week. Man, how do you do all this stuff? Go to the gym twice a day. You know, how do you do all of this stuff? I put a lot of time in, bro. Why? How do you put in all that time? Because I'm totally optimized. How do you get totally optimized? Do you know what the word optimized means? It means effective. It means efficiency. It means to maximize efficiency. The word optimized comes from the word optimum. So optimize means to take full advantage of something. Do you know the word optimize comes from the word optimist? Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me tell you the secret to my success. I shouldn't tell you, but you know, hey, I like y'all. We cool like this. You want to optimize your life? Be optimistic. Period. That's it. People been telling me since I was a little kid, you can't do blank. Man, if I had a dollar bill for every time somebody told me, dude, you cannot play, you might not be a starting defensive back on a 5A, 6A school in the state of Texas. You know, football, high school football in Texas, when I moved to New Mexico, I was like, man, I'm in the wrong state. College football in New Mexico is barely up to high school football in Texas. My times that I was getting sixth place when I ran in track, I went to New Mexico. That was the school record. I was like, damn, I'm in the wrong freaking state. If I was born in New Mexico, I'd have been an all-world athlete. Texas, I barely made the freaking team. Texas, Florida, California, some freaking athletes, bruh. You got to bring it if you're going to play. People told me, you cannot play. Too short, and you're too skinny. So what did I got to do? I had to optimize my height and my speed. I had to maximize it. I had to get all of it. I had to squeeze out every ounce of talent out of my little body to compete with these big dudes. I'm still doing it today. Everywhere I go to the bank, we don't loan money to start up businesses. Try to buy a house, your credit sucks. Buy a new car, I'm sorry, you ain't been on your job long enough. Everything I do, I'm so freaking tired of people telling me what the I can't do. So I already go to the table. My intent, I was telling brother, I was telling Jay Money the other day, this is the secret to life right here. Set your intention before you get there. I don't give a flying beep, a long beep, what nobody say. I'll determine the freaking outcome, bruh. I don't leave it up to nobody else. I'm an internal optimist. The word optimist simply means that you see the freaking glass half full, while everybody else says, oh, brother, that glass is half empty. Okay, I see the glass is freaking half full. No, I think it's half empty, bro. No, I think it's half full. Now, sometimes I'm borderline cray-cray. Sometimes the glass is one quarter. I just kind of imagine that it's halfway. I don't give a flying blank what reality says. The word optimist is a doctrine of optimism. It is a belief that is held in the mind. It ain't got nothing to do with reality. So people tell me, Brother Will, the fact states, man, you ever look at the definition of the word facts? It means a fictitious statement that a group of people believed. I'm not in that group, homie. I'm in my own group. Me, myself, and I, all three of us. All three of us say the glass is half full, and we'll fight you for it. I'm telling you, all three of us, yeah, we'll meet you outside, dog. We can box. That's an optimist. So either you're going to be a pessimist or an optimist. I only hang out with optimists. I'm not wasting no more of my time with freaking pet. Oh, Brother Will, I don't know. I don't give a beep. The only way, brothers and sisters, that I found to make my life work, because I'm coming from a deficit. I'm a poor black man from Forest, Texas, dog. We didn't have no running water. We didn't have no indoor plumbing. There was three rooms in the whole house, not three bedrooms, three freaking rooms with 13 kids, man. And where I'm at, I'm already successful. If I never make another dime in my life, I'm already successful. I'm not trying to be successful. Shit, I was successful 20 years ago, bruh. The fact that I'm doing this makes me successful. The fact that I'm still alive makes me successful. I go back to walk the streets of Katy, Texas right now. They look at me like, hey, ain't you Wilbur Rogers, boy? Man, we thought you was dead, bro. Man, the way y'all grow up, man, we feel sorry for y'all, man. We wanted to do something, but, you know, we ain't had no money either. Every time I go home, people touch me like I'm a, dude, are you still living? I'm an eternal optimist. And if you can maximize your opportunity, brothers and sisters, that fulfills your purpose and your destiny. And I will see you in eternity. Guaranteed. Because guess what? You will be at the top two. So in conclusion, let me make sure you understand the maximum, the power of this message. Because, see, I do shows and I do messages all the time, and I do so many shows, and I do so many messages, and I write so many books. People are like, eh, that's just Brother Will. That fool just like to hear himself talk. We can't, you know, hey, you know, well, hey, that's just Brother Will, man. That's just how he wrote. And it's mind-blowing to me because I watch people who want to be successful and they do unsuccessful things. And I say, if it wasn't for the grace of God, there go I. Now, I wanted to have a good marriage, but I wasn't doing shit to make it good. And I was wondering why it wasn't working. I was spending all my time doing other stuff. And then I'm wondering, like, okay, why come my marriage is not like everybody, you know, other people that got good marriages. Same thing with fitness. This is what God told me, man. Honestly. To God, as God my witness, I was I was praying, and it was like, I mean, I didn't know. Me and God talk, like, I don't hear, I wish I heard audible voices and see little green men and clouds of thunder and had this mountaintop experience like they, you know, like Moses. And yeah, man, I don't know. The man, the big G, I guess he figured I don't need all that. No, that's not how he talks to me. All I know is I hear a thought in my head, and it's a resounding thought. It like it's like boom. It just like comes in, and it pushes out all the other thoughts. And the thought came in my head and says, the same way you lose weight is the same way you make money. It's the same way you save your marriage. It's the same way that you get wisdom. The same way that you exercise. Now, I was at the gym last night, me and my wife. And my wife, man, we got into a little argument because my wife looked at me and she says, Negro, I think that you might be a little crazy. I thought we was doing this exercise. And I got a little pissed off because in the middle of us exercising, she wants to talk. I'm like, babe, I take working out. Like, I hurt somebody, man. Like, I go to the gym, and this is one brother, he likes to talk, and now he don't talk to me no more. I felt a little bad because I gave him that look like, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to leave this dude alone. Man, when I'm working out, like, dude, I go to the gym to work out. I ain't come to the gym to talk. Now, catch me before the workout or after the workout, man, we could chop it up. But when I'm working out, so, man, and when I was telling you guys the other night about the Subway, me and my wife go there, and the dude at Subway that my wife brought his dinner for, he saw us at the gym. And he came over there, and he shook my hand and said, man, I saw you working out at the gym. Damn, dude, that inspired me, man. And I was like, really? He said, yeah, dude. I said, now, I've been, now, again, 40 years people have been telling me that. I'm knocking on 60, and people say, I still do the same workout now. I can barely do my own workout now. My workout is frequent, intense training. If my heart rate is not 170, then I ain't doing nothing. So I don't know. I know very few, not my other than my daughter, my wife has been the only person that's been able to work out with me. Everybody else, they fall off like flies. Last night, my wife was like, But she did it, though. She complained. She gave me the look and all that stuff. I'm sorry, baby. I'm putting your business out in the street. And she gave me the look, but I got to give my wife mad props. And guess what? My wife looking fine, y'all. Woo, she looking good. Because the freaking workout works. And so God, the Spirit said, hey, dude, look at how you work out. If you're successful in one area, that means you can be successful in other areas. You take the same system that you're using in one area and you put it in the other areas. That's the key to life. So I'm very successful in the area of frequent intense training, fitness. I developed frequent intense training. I developed that program way back when I was like 19 or 20 years old. And I've been doing it all my life. And I lose 30 pounds in 30 days anytime I want to. Put on muscle, take it off. I can change my whole physique. I went from wearing 260 down to 178. People look at me like, how in the hell you do that? It was frequent, it was intense, and it was action-based. So, brothers and sisters, if you want to go to the top, you need to put the time in. You need to pay. Take out your wallet. And pay. I don't understand people who want stuff. Now, that used to be me. That's why it pisses me off. Like, I have no disrespect for people who, like, just hang around and stuff, but they never join nothing. There is a reason why you don't join, brothers and sisters. That is your negative habit pattern. If you're listening to me right now and you're one of those dudes or dudettes that you always listen, you know what you got? It's called fear of participation. Why? Because when you was a kid, you joined in something and you didn't get your money back. You did not get the amount of energy you put in, you didn't get it back. So now you will listen to programs, you will hinge, you will take notes, and you try to get there on your own. I know this person who made their own, they listen to my stuff, they say, oh, yeah, I listen to what you said, man. And like my little young whippersnapper and that other person, this other person that I know. Now, I got mad respect because they're trying to figure it out on their own. And it's one person, they made their own Dale Kinney report. Now, that's off the hizzle for shizzle. But it's not an imitation product. It's not the real deal, Holyfield. Why does people do that? It's called fear of commitment. See, your niche is your problem. Now, you should be asking me, Brother Will, what the hell makes you think you're in the freaking authority, brother? This is what I like when people ask me that. Why in the hell I should listen to you? Nick, that's usually how I get it. Walk around here thinking you God gift to the planet? Nigga, you ain't nothing. That's usually what I, those are texts and the emails I get. You walk around here talking like you the only person that got the freaking truth. Oh, man. Now, I'm not laughing at nobody. Because, see, I used to be the same way. That's why it's funny. Man, when I was 20, you couldn't tell me nothing, dude. I freaking knew everything already. That's why I went through 68 freaking jobs. I stopped counting at that time. Why in the hell you think I'm knocking on 60 and barely getting anywhere in life? When people, everything I'm doing now, I should have did when I was in my freaking 20s. Hard-ass head. My grandmother used to tell me, man, and I never listened. My grandmother used to tell me, often, boy, you got a hard-ass head. That hard head going to make a soft ass. And, man, I'm telling you, I wish to God I had listened to my grandmother. When I was a little kid, she said to me, why don't you like your brother Glenn? That just made me more mad. So I throw rocks at more chickens. I was hard-headed, man. I ain't listened. You know, the Bible said that stubbornness is as the sin of witchcraft. That was me. But I was born with this disposition. I got another son. That little sucker is just like me. BJ, man. I used to beat BJ like he was a Hebrew slave. That dude didn't listen. I said, BJ, it's your turn to wash the dishes. You just look at me. I'm like, boy, did you hear what I said? Now, all my other children, they would get up and move. BJ, he just like, I ain't impressed. What's your name again? So next thing, man, I would say, I already knew. And everybody looked at me like I was crazy. To this day, I could bring BJ on the phone right now. And you know what he told me? Dad, thank you. You beat me in line. Because if you had not did what you did, I'd be in prison right now. Why? Because I saw that same disposition in him. It was a disposition that says, I don't want to go by the rules. I'm going to buck authority. And I got a spirit of entitlement. Freaking world owe me something. I'm a mama's boy, mama's girl. I ain't going to do nothing. Everybody's here to wait on me. Let me tell you something, brother. Newsflash. Your life will be very difficult. Because the only way you get to the top is if you TAP, if you put the time in, if you pay the attention, if you produce some product or some service or some information that benefits others more than it benefits yourself. The world don't freaking evolve around you, homie. I hate to be the bearer of good news because, see, if you can apply what I'm telling you today, it's going to save you time. See, nobody came into my – I wish somebody had hit me in the head with a 2x4 and say, sit down, little Negro. Who the hell you think you is? So people just passed me by. Teachers, they just I couldn't freaking read and write, but I could play football. They just passed me along. Y'all watch the Dexter Manley story? If it wasn't for the grace of God, that would have been me. If you have not seen the story of Dexter Manley or Lester Hayes from the Oakland Raiders, Lester Hayes, starting cornerback, graduated from Texas A&M, could not read and write. How the hell you graduate from Texas A&M, become an NFL football player, and play for years, and you can't read and write? Watch the story of Dexter and Lester Hayes, because that was me, if it wasn't for the grace and mercy of God. So, brothers and sisters, I don't do theory. What I teach works. Now, it may not work for you, but I know it worked for me. It worked for my children, and it works for the clients who apply what I say. Not because it's mine, but because I got it from God. And all I'm simply telling you that is if you do what God says, why worry? Take no thought. Don't do that. God tells me, again, if you put your hand to the plow, if you're going to run the race like one who wishes to win. I want to win. So therefore, I'm going to take my time. I'm going to take my attention, and I'm going to be productive. It's going to produce me a profit. And then I'm going to take my totality. It's called claironomics. I'm going to take my mind, my will, my emotions, my imagination, and my intellect, and I'm going to optimize it. I'm going to be an eternal optimist. The clouds is going to be gray. The bills is going to be due. The kids may be acting up. The dog may bite me in the ass. But I'm going to always see the glass half full, brother. I don't care how dark it gets. I don't care who comes and who leaves. I see the world as an oyster. And this is my world. Everybody else is just living in it. I'm an eternal optimist. Therefore, my purpose is manifested. Brothers and sisters, make sure that you spend your time, make sure that you pay attention, make sure that you are productive, so that way you can totally optimize your purpose. I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yeshua. And may the part, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because He will never, ever, ever manipulate you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity at the top.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Check it out. I didn't see nothing.
We good for that though. We won't let nobody think about you.